KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies. It's 79 degrees. An excessive heat warning continues today for the entire listening area. We look forward to be partly cloudy here in Atlantic, hot and humid, a high of 97 with a heat index around 110. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. And topping area news, a woman from Kansas died during a crash early this morning in Cass County. The Iowa State Patrol says 33-year-old Petra Warnick of Lenexa, Kansas, who was wearing her seatbelt, died at the scene of the crash. It happened at around 1:44 a.m. on Interstate 80 westbound at the exit 57 or Olive Street exit off Interstate 80. The 1999 Pontiac Bonneville Warnick was driving had been reported operating in a reckless or erratic manner a few miles east of the crash just moments before it happened. The car, for reasons unknown, left the interstate and entered the exit 57 off-ramp in a construction area before it went airborne and rolled over, coming to rest on its side. The vehicle then became fully engulfed in flames. Warnick was transported from the scene to the state medical examiner's office in Ankeny. The patrol was assisted at the scene by Cass, Audubon, and Shelby County Sheriff's deputies, Atlantic Fire and Rescue, and Medevac ambulance. One person was transported to the hospital following a crash on the Veterans Memorial Bridge linking Council Bluffs and Omaha. Council Bluffs police say a 2005 Honda Accord was traveling westbound on Veterans Highway in a construction area when it struck a piece of parked construction equipment. The accident occurred within the marked confines of the construction zone at around 4 a.m. today. The driver was pinned inside the vehicle and had to be extricated by fire and rescue personnel from the Omaha Council Bluffs area. Once freed from the wreckage, he was transported by rescue squad to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Speed and alcohol are believed to be factors in the crash, which remains under investigation by the Council Bluffs Police Department Special Traffic Operations Unit. The name of the driver has not been released. A single vehicle accident Wednesday afternoon in Union County resulted in one person being sent to the hospital. The sheriff's office reports 19-year-old Amber Dawn Rinke of Creston was transported by ambulance to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston after the 2002 Chevy Blazer she was driving crashed at around 2:10 p.m. Wednesday. The SUV had been traveling north on Highway 25 when the vehicle slipped onto the gravel shoulder of the road. Rinke overcorrected the vehicle, causing the SUV to veer off to the left, skid sideways across the road, and into the west ditch where it came to rest on its side. Rinke, who was wearing her seatbelt, complained of pain and was taken to the hospital for evaluation and possible treatment. Damage from the accident amounted to $4,100. Police and Council Bluffs say they're looking for a suspect in connection with the robbery of a woman in her home Wednesday afternoon. At around 1 p.m., officers responded to a residence in the 1700 block of 3rd Avenue for a report of a robbery that had just occurred. The victim, a 52-year-old Council Bluffs woman, said she'd allowed a female into her residence, thinking it was a nurse coming to check on her. After entering the residence, the unknown female reportedly produced a handgun and pointed it at the victim. The suspect then fled the area with items stolen from the resident. The suspect, who was not located, is described as a white female, about 5 feet 5 inches tall, weighing 120 pounds, with blonde hair pulled into a ponytail style. She's estimated to be about 30 years old and was wearing blue shorts and a blue hoodie. The victim was not injured as a result of the incident. The robbery is under investigation by the Criminal Investigation Division in Council Bluffs. If you have any information or possibly saw the suspect, you're encouraged to call the Criminal Investigations Division at 712-328-4728 or Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. Police in Red Oak arrested 32-year-old Sunshine Marie Bartlett of Red Oak at around 10:50 p.m. Wednesday. Bartlett was taken into custody on an active Page County warrant for accessory after the fact. She was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. And 18-year-old Justin Leroy Newman of Red Oak was arrested at around 2:50 p.m. Wednesday for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $1,000. Red Oak police arrested a man Wednesday also at 1:24 p.m., 32-year-old Andrew Thomas Copeland Falk of Red Oak was taken into custody in the 2400 block of North Broadway Street on a valid Montgomery County warrant for violation of probation. Falk was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $5,000 cash bond. In our funeral announcements, Francis M. Jensen, age 89, of Fort Dodge and formerly of Avoca and Exira, died July the 12th at Trinity Regional Medical Center in Fort Dodge. Funeral services for Francis Jensen will be today at 11 o'clock at Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Arlene Gregerson, age 87, of rural Audubon, died Monday. Funeral services for Arlene Gregerson will be today at 2 o'clock at Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Virginia Mueller Russell, age 96, formerly of Lewis, died Tuesday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Virginia Roselle will be held on Saturday at 10 o'clock, or actually at 10:30, I should say, at the Congregational United Methodist Church in Lewis. Reagan Dune Funeral Home of Lewis of Griswold is in charge of the arrangements for Virginia Roselle. Carrie R., page 36 of Panora, died June the 10th in Panora. Private family services for Carrie Arp will be held at a later date. Twig Funeral Home in Panora is assisting the family. And Barbara Lee Bobby Morse, age 79 of Oakland, died Friday at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. A private family burial will be held for Bobby Morse. Reagan Veith Funeral Home of Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. And that is a check of our news this morning here on KJAN, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.